Back at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Bowling Green slugs it out with Buffalo, but the Bulls have all the answers down the stretch and pull away for an 87-73 win over Bowling Green to win the Mid-American Conference Tournament for the fourth time in 5 years. Talking now with BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Coach, this game was a lot closer than that final score tonight. I thought your guys had a hell of an effort.
We definitely fought hard. You know, they're very good for a reason, and they're the champs for a reason. They played extremely well. They were able to hit the shots, the big shots, when it counted, and, you know, we weren't able to, and that's the difference in the game. It's always difficult when you lose a game like this, especially for the championship. My guys fought hard, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, when you look at the ebb and flow of this game, Coach, you go down 15 early, you get it to 1 at halftime, and then you traded the lead 12 times. Was there a play or a sort of a run in that game that you thought Buffalo took control? Was there something that happened, or did it just sort of stretch out over the game?
They were able to make plays. Harris made some big plays for them, and we couldn't come back and score against those guys. Harris played tough, and that was the difference. Harris was really big for them, and like I said, they're the champs for a reason, and he played extremely well. Finished with 31 points. We really didn't have an answer for him, and that was the difference in the game.
Clearly, also, Buffalo had it in their mind that they were going to defend Dylan and Justin. They combined to go 7 of 33. Really, they had no room to breathe all night long. Buffalo's defense seemed to concentrate on those two tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job against those guys, and you know, those are the guys we rode all season to get to this point. So when you ride guys like that, you know, if they have a game like this, it's always difficult. And you can't really go away from them, and that's what we did. And, you know, it's just what it is. It was a game where Buffalo played extremely well, and they deserved the victory.
Coach, let me put you on the spot just a little. Your emotions obviously are still fresh, but as you reflect a little bit now on this season, from where you were predicted to where you were in mid-December to where you are now, I sense a lot of pride in what has been a fine season.
Oh, definitely a lot of pride in what we've done and what we've accomplished. You know, it's something we broke a lot of records this year and did a lot of things that were very special this year for Bowling Green and the Bowling Green community. It was a lot of fun. It was a very fun ride, and the guys really played hard and responded. And, you know, we just came up short today.
Coach, are you of a mind you might have at least another game for this season? Is that something that is even in the wind?
Well, I'll sit down with these guys and see what they want to do. If they want to continue to play, we'll go to something, and we'll go from there. But, you know, it's up to them. They got to want to play. I don't want to go out if those guys don't want to play. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, Coach, you got a strong effort from them tonight. Certainly nothing to be down about other than not winning the championship. The effort was there against a great Buffalo team. Thanks for a great season, Coach. Sorry it didn't go your way tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. The Falcons fought hard tonight but fall to the Bulls in the MAC championship game 87-73.